Hey, podcasters.
G'day, guys.
Here's the show for you.
There's a lot in it. There's some sad news.
Oh.
We'll let him get to it.
It's very sad.
That's what I'm writing about at the moment.
My heart hurts.
Yeah, it's not nice.
When you told me, like, we joke a lot. When you told me you had really sad eyes, and when you get sad, I get sad.
Well, I'm sad.
I don't like seeing people I love sad. And I thought, oh, he's running up to a joke. Not a joke.
No jokes.
It's very sad. You'll hear our very sad news. Not mine, his. But
we lost some teammates.
We did lose some teammates. But we had comedian Sam Simmons in. He was great.
And we told you we were having Samuel Johnson in, but we didn't.
Nah, he's coming tomorrow now. Enjoy the podcast. Hey, just thanks for telling friends about us. I heard people, it's Bring a Friend Day.
And Bring a Friend Day.
People told other friends and we went
up. Good on you, mates.
Thanks, guys. See you tomorrow. Hear you tomorrow. Bye.
It's the radio show that sometimes finds it hard to stay focused.
Sometimes I just get bored.
Yeah. I just saw a pigeon.
Did you?
Do a really cool turn.
I love pigeons.
Yeah, it was on its own.
Yeah.
And then it turned and joined another pack.
Just got the crew.
They're off to bring some smack down to some seagulls.
100%.
Then again, sometimes all it takes is the right headline.
Mum falls asleep every time she orgasms or laughs.
Hey, we're at the peak here.
Oh my God.
And sometimes all it takes is two carefully placed words and you've lost them again.
Panda nanny.
What? A penny.
A panda nanny.
I want to be a panda nanny.
This is
the Ambrosiano Radio Show
with Holly Green.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Well, I need to hear it.
You
want to
hear it?
I do. I'm back.
For your day.
Hump day.
It's not a root day. It's a Wednesday.
Humpy.
M loves the hump.
Humpy day.
It's hump day.
Where am I?
Shut up. You were stalling so you could find your Dolly Parton quote.
Shut up. You were stalling so I could wake up. I'm so sleepy.
Why?
Why?
Is it baby?
It's 6 o'clock in the morning. It's nothing to do with a baby. It's 6 o'clock in the AM.
But we've been doing
It's not normal.
We've been doing this for 8 months
now. Yeah, and when it's 8 years, I'll still be like 6 AM. Not normal, everybody. Go back to bed, Sydney.
See, I'm okay. I'm okay. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, different story.
I do breakfast at midday.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. We have a great show in front of us. We have comedian Sam Simmons joining us.
Correct.
And we also have Samuel Johnson coming in. We have $100,000 in total to hopefully give away. It's a big show.
I have some bad news. I'm not telling you now, but that's coming up. That's a big hook.
Well, lucky I'm here, Harley, to cheer you up.
Hey, it's Dolly.
It sure is. It's Dolly Parton here to give you your daily dose of wisdom. If I've offended anybody with any of my language, all I can say is tough titties.
Thanks, Dolly.
Thanks, Dolly. I want you to know that I was supposed to talk about a massive development in Nintendo and Super Mario's life, but because no one could get me the music, I'm refusing to do it.
Right. Until you get the music.
Until I get the music, I'm not talking about it.
I'm going to talk about...
You're going to talk about something else.
A study.
Oh. Should I have read something?
No, it's all right. I'll read it to you.
Okay.
I always like when there says a study shows, but there's no supporting material. This is the world I'm in now.
Where's the study? Who knows? Who did it? Who from where?
And then you're like...
How many people?
And where's the people in the white coats and what's their credentials? Anyway.
They are 3 people or 10?
I reckon I could back this up with...
Because we could do a study in here.
I'll do a study right now.
How many people are wearing black attired right now? Oh, my God.
Everyone who wears black is tired. There you go. We just did a study. It's
100%.
100%. Sex and sleep beat pay rises. Key to well-being, study shows.
Says what?
But I don't really need the information of a study to show that. Basically, a good night's sleep and having a good roots. It doesn't say that. I put the roots in.
That's very technical.
A good root life have a far greater impact on our well-being than money.
Why are they doing these studies? I feel like there's other things they could be studying.
And strong relationships with family and friends, job security, and the good health of loved ones are also much more important than flash cars and exotic holidays.
Like, why do they put that stupid bit of film over the top of margarine that I leave there as some sort of personal challenge? Do a study on that.
Yeah, why do that?
Why, you know, and then I refuse. Why? When I take the lid off my margarine,
You just want margarine.
Yeah, and I peel back the little thing. I can never bring myself to peel it off and chuck it away straight away. It takes me...
Half peel.
I dig in. I half peel,
yeah,
dig
half
in.
Peel.
And then I lose my mind when there's about this much to go and chuck it out. But why? Someone do a study on why I can't peel the thing off. Just be gone with it.
Well, see, I get a product of margarine that is sealed, protected, with the lid. You've got to crack a little thing off and then you take it off. And then there's another seal.
How much
do I need it protected?
Let's do a study on that. Why are you protecting our margarine?
Oh, what's going
let's
into
just
it?
Talk about anything that has seals under the lid. Yes. If I'm thirsty and want to slam down a Gatorade,
mate,
don't put the little bit of thingy you know, I've got a bloody
I've got is kids, like specifically targeted at say, three-year-olds, little pop-top juice things, and they've got a seal.
Don't put a seal
on. But the three-year-old, it can't even walk right.
That.
And you're putting a stupid seal on the orange juice.
Oh. Should we go down the route of what they do to kids' toys when you're trying to open them at speed and pace? How many? Why are they locking it up like a nuclear warhead?
And put the batteries in the box, you
idiot. Well, there's been a significant development in the world of Nintendo.
Has there?
In Super Mario specifically.
Oh, yes.
Can I have my music now? Thank you. So on Wednesday, Nintendo released a brand new game, Super Mario Odyssey. Something's happened. Mario's on holidays.
Yeah.
Mario has nipples, and I'm here for it.
Let me have a look at
tops off nipples. Super Nintendo have revealed Mario's shirtless body.
He's got little pink nipples.
He's got nipples. He grew nipples. But there's one problem with that photo. Now, come on. It's Super Mario, and he's got nipples. And what's missing from that?
I know what's missing, but just before we get to that, he does look like an upside-down toad.
He does look like an
like, as in the mushroom. The mushroom toad. But he has absolutely not a stitch of body hair. That is
now, if
incorrect.
If you're an Italian, my father is Super Mario in human form, and he has hair from the tops of his shoulders to the tips of his toes.
Should take his shirt off, and everyone goes, no, take your shirt off.
Oh my God, it's been Donkey Kong all along.
Yes, that's right.
Like, that's what needs to happen. And I
don't
understand.
He doesn't even have a little curl.
Nothing. He's just got two weird little nipples.
That's why his nipples look weird, because they should be covered in hair.
The whole upper body should be covered in hair. His back should be covered in hair.
Yeah.
So it's really
strange.
He should
have a really good underarm box.
Yeah. And or even maybe they could just put little mustaches under his nipples.
Yes.
Little mustaches.
Absolutely.
Like it's his nose. But what I love is the internet have lost its mind over Mario's nipples. Like
I'm losing my mind over his nipples.
See,
I can't stop looking at them.
You've never seen anything like it because they're like, okay, so why doesn't Yoshi have nipples? What's going on? Like,
do you know what's
if we're freeing
about
the nipple,
today?
Yoshi doesn't have any and he's topless.
He's this, you know, big moustached Italian plumber, but without a shirt on, he looks just about exactly like my 7-month-old baby.
And the nipples are
nipples
teeny
are
tiny.
They're
teeny tiny little nipples. So I love it. I love it. So everyone's just.
What's the game? Is it a platform
Super
game?
Super Mario
a level
Odyssey.
Game, I mean?
Yeah, level game. Super Mario Odyssey. Because also, Link from The Legend of Zelda was pictured topless for the first time also in the last couple of weeks. So you can now play Link as a bit new. Because there's a bit of sexualness around Link from Zelda.
I don't know.
A lot of gamers, you know, Link from The Legend of Zelda, the hot elf. He's a hot elf.
Ah, right.
Hot elf. But when they revealed Link, he was very muscular, no nipples.
No nipples.
So for some reason, Nintendo have gone, Mario, nipples, Link, no nipples. So there's like, what the hell's going on? Free the nipple.
No nipples.
Well,
we are an elf. I don't know what elves are doing. Maybe elves have got no nipples. Maybe they're on their back. I don't want to judge an elf.
All I know is they need to put some hair on this chest very quickly.
Yeah, put some hair on.
That needs to happen.
Even
and
a
I
cute little curl.
I want to see it just blowing in the wind. I want to be able to control Super Mario's hair. I want Super Mario's hair to be able to get big power or fast power or invincible power.
If you double hit X, that it reaches out and it grabs people and pulls it in.
Yes. You're welcome, Nintendo. I feel really sad for this TV show that got left out of the Emmys this week because I have found everyone's new favourite TV show.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a connoisseur of TV.
Yes, yes.
I love to look around and see what's happening
the
out in the world.
The finer things in life.
Pretty much, because I don't sleep at night, so between the hours of about midnight and 2, I just look around.
Yep.
And I found a show called Bromans.
Well, it's a good start with the title.
Bros who are living in ancient Roman times.
As Romans.
As Romans. They have combined it to be Bromans.
They could get a job in radio with that kind of word mashup.
Yeah, 100%, because we come up with the titles before we come up with the concept.
That's right.
And the theme song.
Yeah, people just get a little fatty over words is what happens.
Pretty much, a little fatty.
Chubs. I tried to say it off mic, like it was going to make a difference.
So, eight lads from the 21st century are transported to the Roman Empire and try to make it as gladiators. Yes. With their loving girlfriends looking on, the boys will fight it out.
Oh, that's using... good that the girls are there.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, yeah. Thank God the girls are watching.
Just watching.
Oh, you don't want women getting involved in the bro stuff.
Yeah.
Can't call it Bromans if there's women.
No, they're just watching in the stands.
In gold bikinis, nonetheless.
Yeah, of course. Of course they are.
So the boys fight it out using their brain and brawn. Well, they've got one of those beasts.
By the looks of these guys, there's not a lot of brain getting used.
There's no, although we saw brain in the first episode, they just stripped down nude.
They
just full frontal nudity.
Right.
They walk out into the arena.
In the nude.
Wow.
Why? Because that's
now they walked out wearing
accurate,
their they walked out wearing their skinny jeans and their tight t-shirts.
Yes.
And the host goes, "No, we're in ancient Roman times. Get your kid off." So they all stood there, full frontal. I saw eight
wang
penises
out.
Wang out, and they just stand there, and they stand there in the blazing hot sun, and they're shackled to the ground. Well, and the girlfriends have to come out and dig in the sand to find the key and their clothes.
Find the key. They didn't know what they were digging in the sand to find.
And to find their little leather skirt.
Oh, yeah.
Because they can only wear leather skirts.
Well, it's good they're staying historically accurate
yes.
for the guy with the neck tattoo.
Yeah.
Really appropriate.
And the ITV, who have made it, have promised blood, sweat and tears. Only the fittest will make it to the Emperor's Games. And the Emperor's gold is about £15,000. So do you want to have a little listen?
Yes.
Okay.
It's rather a simple one. You rid yourselves of all of your clothes.
Can we go now?
Now would be ideal.
What the bloody hell is going on here then?
My balls are sweating.
No, get the girls in here. Now.
Unshackle your men.
His balls are hanging out. That's inappropriate.
It's a nightmare, this.
Can't get much worse, surely.
Oh, yes, you look bigger than a thong. Oh, give him a twirl, B. Woo!
At least that ain't cold.
No, that's it.
So good.
I saw so many testicles.
So good.
So many bums. And they're all running around in pink, in gold speedos. I'm in. I am so emotionally attached to this.
Can we put a photo up of the last guy on that list on the right who just looks like he accidentally took the wrong turn from the political debating class?
And popped on a bed sheet?
Yeah. He was on his way to do a show about Roman politics and just wandered in with the meat axe gladiators. And he's like, hello.
I love the guy in the harness and the gold speedos. He's amazing. He's great. I'll take that one. As yet, there is no legal way to watch this in Australia. That won't stop us.
Yes. So you haven't seen it. Nobody else out there. Don't you watch it.
What are you talking about? I didn't see eight pairs of testicles.
Hello.
Hello.
You weren't watching the TV.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Today's prize for our best caller, of course, to R&B Fridays Live 2017 is fast approaching. Thursday the 12th and Friday the 13th of October, Kudos Bank Arena. Tickets on sale now from Ticketek. We're talking Neo, Kelly Rowland, Mario, Craig David. It's huge. Today's What's the Superior is, it's taken us back.
Yes.
A year ago.
A year.
When you and I first started working together on radio.
On Sunday night.
Sunday night. Yep.
Geez, that was different.
And we...
I was
remember you used
up.
To have a six pack of beer?
Yes, yep. I did. Was it a 2 hour show?
Two hours.
Yeah. Well, in that course of 2 hours, I didn't have a six pack to take home.
No way. Because you forgot it at work.
Yeah, I forgot it at work. I left it at work.
Today's one, if you've been listening a long time, enjoy this. What's the superior? It's the first one we ever did. Nut.
Yes.
Yeah. What's the superior nut in your eyes? Whom is king of the nut world?
Now,
who's in there? There's two people in this room who could compete for that. Not
yes.
you. What do you like?
Look, there's a lot of nuts, and sauce to those people out there that are allergic to nuts. Sucks to be you.
Is there anyone our age allergic to nuts?
Yeah.
Lots?
Adam Rosenbach's great comedian. Very allergic.
I always feel like allergic to nuts came in when, like, with kids.
It's got worse.
Yeah, it's got worse, hasn't it? Way more.
But Adam, who's a bit older than me, nearly died at Limo's wedding. This is a story for you. Very close.
Wow.
Yeah, everything puffed up, couldn't breathe.
I can't. If I had a child with a nut allergy, I would just be on edge all the time. Because you can't control other people.
Well, school's nut-free zone now.
Yeah, I know, but some people still do it.
Yeah.
And you just want to go up to... At my kid's school, they had a picture of all the kids... their faces who are allergic, just so all the parents knew. This is the faces of the kids you're potentially killing if you are slack and put peanut butter.
Well, I feel like we're at the stage now where peanut butter is going to be like contraband or we're going to keep it in airlock cases at supermarkets and you have to get a special person with a key to come and open it. Oh. And Ben's got peanut butter right in front of us right now.
So what's, in your eyes,
what's
the superior nut?
Well, the one I eat the most of by far is not my absolute favourite, but it's almonds. I think they're so good.
For your mental health.
So diverse. Why is it from a mental health? It's cashews. That's cashews.
Can you say there's a nut you eat for serotonin?
Cashews.
Oh, I thought it was almonds. I've been eating so many almonds because you told me
it's
to.
It's cashews.
You told me to eat almonds.
Cashews builds your serotonin.
Is that why I've not been happier?
Probably.
Because I'm like, oh, God, Harley says, I'm eating so many almonds. And like, because I thought you said that was good for my mental
health. Blowing toilets out. Is that... so much almonds. No, it's cashews.
Oh, I've got to switch nuts. Damn it.
A handful of cashews is like two.
I've been eating bananas. Oh, damn it.
Okay. What have you got?
What are you doing?
He's bringing you a cashew.
Oh, Brady, what are you doing? Brady's put his nuts in my hand. I don't want that.
But my favourite nut, because of flavour and nostalgia, is macadamia nuts.
Oh,
they were all over the place where I grew up in Queensland.
Yes.
And you had to break them out. You had to work for a macadamia nut. And you'd smash a thumb just trying to break open the macadamia nut with the hammer. But, yeah, they're my favourite.
Well, talking about having to work, the nut I love most, look, she plays hard to get.
Yeah.
It's a pistachio.
You do have to work for pistachio.
Oh, my God, it's so hard. Yeah. And sometimes you're a weak person and you eat the shell.
And
you just go, you know, I'm just going to eat the shell. I'm going to lick the salt out of the shell because I can't be bothered with that little green prize in the middle.
Well, I think pistachios are actually easier to get out than any other nut, which is why no one takes it out for you. They just go, you can do it.
Nah.
Whereas macadamia
peel
nuts
my pistachios.
And Brazil nuts and those are the things, they're harder. Pine nuts, forget about those.
What do you mean?
Well, they're ridiculous. They're all stuck up inside a pine cone. You've got to pull back each little...
No, I just buy pine nuts from the
supermarket. That's what I'm saying. That's why pistachios are coming in the
And they're like, the nut kings are like, guys, don't be slack.
You can do that.
We're getting the pine nuts for you. You can do the pistachios, idiots.
Yeah.
All right, cool. 13, 10, 60, there's so many others we're going to leave. I've never heard it. What's it? Oh, I'm like, what's a chestnut?
Chestnut.
It's supposed to be one word, right?
Yeah, chestnut. Yeah. Is it? Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, okay. All right, 13, 10, 60, what's very a superior good. Nut? We're very passionate about this. I don't care. Judge us if you want. Our very first opener ever was Nut Chat.
Yeah, Nut Chat.
Yeah, we can't find it.
Nut Chat, City Limits.
Yeah, it was. Oh, Nut Chat. But we'll take your calls next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nikki, sexologist and relationship expert. As a sexologist, I get asked a lot of questions.
When you look at the internet, what images do you look at?
Are we doing it right? Am I normal?
Figuring out whether I want other people in my life to know about this.
There's a lack of permission and education out there.
It depends on the connection you have with people.
Where there's so much information that's needed that here's a platform where I can say all the things that I can't say on air.
So I have one leg that's suspended off the ground.
So this is why I've started Sex and Life. Download me, Dr. Nikki with Sex and Life, podcast1.com.au and the Podcast One app.
We have a treat for you, everybody.
Yes.
This is our first ever opener right now. I mean, we're going to play two openers back to back, obviously. Yep. And I was just telling the boys, it's Em and Harley, by the way, on Today FM. I was just telling the boys, I was looking through the our podcast comments.
Yes.
And someone complained that there were too many openers in the show.
And this was the first one.
I said, and she's like, can we have less of Em singing? I'm like,
How dare you? Goodness me.
What's the point in me even living if I can't sing?
As great as this singing is on this opener, this may be the reason why that particular person wanted less openers.
How dare you?
Because it does go, just strap in, people, it does go until tomorrow.
Well, we've got to do this opener. Oh, it is me singing back to back.
That's all right.
Nah.
No, let's do the superior first because then we've got their long lead into the other one.
Okay, fine. Okay, go.
All right, so.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
So today we're doing what's a superior nut?
Nut.
Now everyone on hold, Shondell, Matt, Rachel, Matt, Jade, listening up. This is the first opener that I ever did.
Yes.
Because we were very passionate when you and I did a little Sunday night show together a year ago. Started. And, you know, it was a time when we weren't under any time constraints.
No. In fact, we just wanted to try and fill that block of time.
Yeah.
So we just left very long intros at the start of things.
So,
like
still going. I'm not even going to sing now because you think I would. But no.
Nope.
Just keep going.
We'll really work up to that.
Here we go. Here she is.
Pistachio and peanut.
Is a legume.
Peanut's a legume.
I think that's my greatest ever intro.
Yeah.
Vocally speaking.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
It was great. It was nighttime. There was energy.
Shondell, did you enjoy the Nut Chat opener?
Oh, I love it. It was great.
Thanks, mate.
It was great.
What's a superior nut in your eyes?
Oh, it has to be pine nuts, guys. It has to be pine nuts.
Pine nuts.
It's got to be the most versatile nut ever.
I was just saying, I feel like pine nut shot its load in pesto.
Yeah, it got a bit overdone.
I had enough of it. And like, all right, and then people were just sprinkling it on like they were fancy.
Yeah.
Remember pine nut was like, oh, she's got some
every
bunny.
Every salad.
Just put some pine nut on that. Ooh.
Yeah, you'd get a lamb salad and it had pine nuts on there.
Oh, yeah.
Matt.
I was happy with that.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Hey, Em. Hey, Ali. Don't G'day, you ever buddy. Be silenced to my queen. You sing, sing, sing. Openers for days. Openers for days. Make a show of openers.
Yes. Yes, queen. Yes. Yes. I love you, Matt. I love you.
Love you more. beautiful unicorn.
Yay.
Brazil.
Oh,
the meatiest of all nuts.
Yes.
And if size is important, and let's face it, it is, right? It's the Brazil nuts.
Yeah,
the Brazil nut.
It's meaty. It is meaty. It's a meal.
It is
a meal of a nut.
It's a meal. Yeah, I mean, they too. Like, you know how you're having a handful of cashews and your whole bag of almonds, right?
Yes.
No, you need two or three. That's it. And they take forever to chew.
Yes. And you suck all the moisture out of your mouth.
I love Matt. Rachel. Hey, Rachel in Bondi.
Hey, guys, I'm going to be singing Nutbush all day.
Yay! What's a superior nut?
It has to be the peanut because it gives you satay sauce and crunchy and smooth peanut butter.
Oh, yes.
It does give you a lot. Yeah, it does. The humble peanut does provide...
anaphylactic shock as well. Yeah. Some people.
It can also be lethal.
It can be lethal.
It can also make delicious paste.
Yes.
It's so versatile.
It's so
what
versatile.
What could you want in a nut? Matt in Northmead, hello.
Happy hump day, guys.
Oh,
happy
thanks,
hump
mate.
Day.
I've been waiting for weeks to say that.
Oh, have you? Well, it's good to have goals in life, isn't it, Matt?
Maddie, what's a superior nut?
It would be chocolate chip macadamias.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
What?
Chocolate-coated macadamia.
Oh, see, I feel like we're going into other territory now.
Yeah.
Because that could be a whole other segment.
Yeah.
What's a superior nut to cover in chocolate?
Ooh.
Oh, what are you?
Candied peanuts.
Oh.
I love candied peanuts.
I love a chocolate almond.
I love a chocolate almond.
Like, that's so wog.
Dark chocolate roasted almonds.
We used to do the bombonieri and we'd have the chocolate
almonds.
Oh, yeah, the sugared almonds.
Oh, yeah.
That's very woggy. Yeah. If you're an Italian, you've had a sugared almond in some netting with a ribbon around it. Jade in Manly, hello.
Hi, congratulations on being so awesome.
Good one, Jade.
What's a superior nut?
The superior type of nut is a donut.
You're a massive idiot. That's great, Jade. Thank you very much.
You've got the tickets, Jade.
That is some Homer Simpson inspired comments.
And Matt in Granville, because you said I'm a queen and I can sing, you get to go to R&B Fridays Live too.
Awesome. Looking forward to you more than Craig David.
Yay. I'm so happy. Like, I really have been feeling like, oh my God, I'm dead to radio, but that's just renewed my vigor.
Nut brought you back.
Nut chat.
Nut
that's all I need in life is to just discuss stupid stuff
and
like
bloody
that.
Jade said donuts.
And we got to play our opener that went for 5 minutes. I got to pick a gem now. Yay! Alpha Bucks.
City Limits.
Alpha. Nah.
Nah.
Alpha. Oh, I nearly said what you call it.
Ooh.
I nearly said
it's
it.
Alpha Bucks, but with an F.
Yeah.
Coming up
which
next.
Harley announces every morning. Alpha next.
Yeah.
That's next.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. Download the Alpha Bucks app to your smartphone now.
Oh, yeah. It's happening. Shihani, hello.
Hi. Oh, my God. Happy hump day, you guys.
Thanks,
Shihani. Happy hump day, Shihani.
I'm so excited.
You're in Epping and you're a student. What are you studying?
Commerce, marketing, snooze. Oh. It's not very good.
Well, let's help. Let's help your commerce out here.
It's not very good.
With $50,000.
Okay. That would be amazing. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's your letter is D.
D, was it?
D for a big old D.
Oh, B. Oh, thank God.
No. D for...
Dick togs.
Dick togs.
What?
D for dick.
Jesus.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, I've got a lot of faith in you, mate.
Sorry, we just have to be careful the word we give you because it might be an answer.
Yeah, we can't get clues.
So we,
So we used to do D4 and then we'd give the first answer away and then we got wrapped over the knuckles for that.
ABC. ABC, D is your letter.
Okay, there we go. Cool. Okay. Got it. Great. Your time starts after the first question. You get 30 seconds. Got to take your first answer and can only use an answer once. All right, Shihani, here we go. Name a Sydney ferry stop.
Pass.
A male actor.
David Copperfield.
A fabric.
Denim.
An instrument.
Drums.
An item found in an office.
Desk.
A food.
Donut.
A sport.
Pass.
A music artist.
DMX.
A type of flower.
A daisy.
An animal.
Dog.
A Sydney ferry stop. You're very, very quick, Shihani. David Copperfield is the best answer.
I don't even know if that's real.
You went David Copperfield.
I reckon he would have acted in something.
He's definitely been in films.
Yeah.
You would definitely got that. They've paid.
Okay.
$800 we paid David Copperfield. Enjoy that, Shihani. $800 to a student. That's good, man.
That is great.
Thank you so much. That is
no
awesome.
No worries at all. Enjoy that. Now... I don't even know how to take a run-up to this.
What's wrong?
It's not good news.
Oh, what? What's wrong?
I should build it as some sort of tension, but it's genuinely not a happy moment in my life. I went out into the chicken coop yesterday, and it happened in the daytime. I know it didn't happen overnight.
No.
Because I was there with a mate, and we were talking about the chickens and looking at them. Then I went to the school, and I picked up I had to do something at the school for Lennon. Came home about an hour, and there were feathers everywhere, which I noticed. And I was like, oh, the girls are dropping their feathers again. But there were no girls. There are no chickens in my chicken coop.
Harley, I'm so sorry.
It's all right, mate. They're gone. I don't know who's taken them. I
both?
Immediate both. So if it's
Jenny and Horace
gone. Are gone.
I feel like
the saddest part is they left one egg before they went.
Oh.
And I'd love to think that they have just gone hitchhiking and they're having adventures. But the amount of feathers, I highly doubt that is the case.
I'm so sorry.
I also hope that a human stole them, but that didn't happen. Because if you climbed over my fence and you grabbed those chickens, there's a whole lot of other things that you should take that are worth a lot more than those two idiot chickens.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I feel like we should be playing REM Everybody Hurts right now. And you know what else I'm sorry about?
What?
You have to see Horace every day.
So everyone enjoy that.
Because all the pictures of Harley.
Yeah, on billboards.
On billboards. Scott Lewis.
Just Horace sitting
Horace
on the...
Oh, Vale.
Vale Horace.
Horace
Vale
and Jenny Breen.
I don't know what happened.
I'm genuinely so, I'm so sorry. I'm actually, I know we're laughing as when we're not.
Well, you got to laugh or you cry, and I'm not crying.
I'm so sorry. How did Leonard take it?
He doesn't know yet.
Oh, Jesus.
He went home yesterday.
No.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell
him? Went back to his mum's a day early. Yes, definitely.
No way are you going to wait to tell him on to face to face?
Yeah. So Friday he comes, which is not normal, and we go on holiday together. So just as we go on holiday, I go, hey, by the way, the chickens are dead, so let's go and enjoy ourselves.
At least you don't need anyone to look after them.
That's what I said to Hannah. I went, look, silver linings. We hadn't organised anyone to look after them, by the way. It's genuine. It's weird that when you have an animal that both is giving you something, like the girls gave us eggs, but we're also pets. They're also part of the family, and we liked them, and we had them for a year, and now I don't know what got them, a bird of prey or a cat.
I'm so sorry.
If you've got cats, keep them locked up.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. That's all right, mate.
Just have a moment. Just take a moment. We love you guys.
Miss you.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centred around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
Ooh. Uber yes. made a mistake. Uber did a boo-boo.
Uber did an Uber.
Uber Eats have had to apologise because they obviously, Uber Eats is now, if you're not aware, you can get food delivered to your house, any food from anywhere.
Yeah. It's like Deliveroo, yeah. Uber Eats. Yeah. There's yeah. a few other companies out there doing it.
So they sent a message out urging men to let your wife take a day off from the kitchen.
Well, that's
an order Uber Eats.
It's so weird that a company that has only come about because of modern technology is stuck in the 1930s.
It was in Uber Bangalore, so in India.
Yes.
They have
or Bangaluru.
Bangaluru.
Bangalore or Bangaluru.
Is it?
It's quite a conservative area. I've done shows in Bangalore. It's very conservative.
But a lot of people, a lot of Indian women
have
come forward and go, no, we don't need our men to pay for us to be escaped as slaves.
Yes.
A lot of single dudes are like, I don't have a wife.
Yes.
And
this is offensive.
And I cook. And this is, Uber have had to go on. So it basically said, order on Uber Eats and let your wife take a day off from the kitchen.
Wow.
So there's so many assumptions here that you're letting your wife, that she's there because...
That she's meant to work in the kitchen, that you're the one that decides whether or not she has to be in there.
And to free the slave, you must pay for the food to be delivered.
And the reason you're paying is because you control the money. There's a lot.
There's so many things unpacked.
It's not a little cock up. It's full level.
Yeah. And like they've apologized and said it's totally inappropriate and we should have just changed it to, you know, no cooking day.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the whole ad was massive. It says, dear husbands, a gentle reminder, today is Wife Appreciation Day.
Look, that's a nice idea, I guess.
Sure. Order an Uber Eats and let your wife take it down from the kitchen. So I just think the lesson here is don't
start a company that doesn't have an actual human face that you can...
I just want to know the
land
person.
This on?
They're all sitting around at Uber. Yeah. They're all sitting around going, what can we do for Wife Appreciation Day? What can we do for the ladies of India? And someone said, oh, no, let's unhook them. Let's unhook them from the kitchen. Let's allow them to leave the confines of the kitchen, and that'll be how we appreciate them.
I actually think the problem with this is that there isn't a group of people sitting around having this discussion. There's no committee. There's no writer's room on this. It's just some teenage boy on his phone running a multi-million-dollar company going, oh, this sounds good. What do wives do? Cook? Righto.
131060, do you regret your plastic surgery?
No, I can't say I do.
Did you? Did you have some plastic surgery and then immediately or perhaps further down the track regret it, like Playboy model Jenna Bentley?
Excellent.
Now, Playboy model Jenna Bentley has really upset her army of fans on Instagram by announcing that she's going to have to get a breast reduction.
Okay.
Because when she goes jogging...
Yes.
Her boobs hit her in the face.
Really?
What?
And she said, she's got 36E.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And
that's a lot of
36E boobies. And she says they're too big to handle. And she's trying to get fit. And they're getting in the way of her fitness regime. And she said when she went to for an early morning run. Things came to a head.
Yes.
I started running and doing weights to keep in shape, but my breasts just get in the way. I usually wear a super strength sports bra, but when I really let them fly, sometimes they pop out. It was a beautiful morning and the sun was rising and I was going...
Some of your boobs.
And I was going full pelt. And then I felt something heavy smack against my chin. I felt like I'd been sucker punched and it knocked me off balance and I fell over. And when I... No one else was around. And when I looked down, I saw that me right boob had come out.
Excellent. She's a porn star.
Is that correct? No, she's a Playboy model. Different.
Oh, she's a Playboy model. Sorry.
So she thought, Harley Breen, yes. She thought that someone had sprung from the bushes and smacked her out.
Smacked her in the face.
But no, it was her right norg. Her right norg had gone rogue.
Sprung from her bra and knocked her out.
Smacked her in the face.
Yeah.
She's like, enough's enough, mate.
So she made them that big.
Well, it's saying they're natural. Okay, so this article says that they're natural, but I mean, all power to you, sister. Are they?
I don't know.
They look at the circle on the edge.
I can't.
Who cares? Doesn't matter.
I can't look at a boob and go, that's natural or not, because for starters, it's offensive.
Okay, I'll look because I have boobs. I don't want to. Like, I'm observing and commenting.
Yes.
Okay. I feel like I can see the curvature of an implant.
Okay.
But I'm no plastic surgery expert.
No.
But let's
for the sake of argument. Yeah. For the sake of the phoner.
131060. Do you regret your plastic surgery?
Yeah.
I want to know.
There's got to be some people out there.
I'm not against plastic surgery. I'm not.
Oh, no.
Like, I don't...
Whatever.
Whatever you want to do.
Sure.
As I've said, when I turn 40, I'm turning up to a doctor's office and saying, freeze it.
Yeah. Do it.
Do it.
Stop me here.
Everything that's happening now, stop.
Yeah, stop it.
Everything. I don't care. You do whatever you want to your body, whatever. Cool.
But do you regret it?
Do you regret it?
Yeah.
Did you get some stuff done? Yeah. Maybe you got some Botox. Maybe you got...
Some rhinoplasty.
Yeah. Maybe you got your ears done.
Yes, pinned or...
Yeah.
I don't know what you did with them.
Something.
Had a point put on it.
Sure. I'm not adverse to that either.
You know, people who have bits of bone grafted on their skull so it looks like they've got horns. Okay. Do they regret it?
That's niche. I don't feel like those people regret. You know the guy that made himself into a... You know him, the lizard guy.
I know him personally.
I don't think he regrets it.
He cut his tongue in half. He's got a forked tongue. He's covered in head-to-toe green tattoos.
Okay, so...
He's quite an intelligent guy.
Sure.
Inexplicably.
Sure. 131060, do you regret your plastic surgery? And this is off the story of a Playboy model who was brutally attacked...
By her own boob.
By her right boob. We'll take your calls next. Have you had plastic surgery or do you know someone who's had plastic surgery that they regret? This comes off the back of a horror story. Playboy model was attacked... by her right boob as she was jogging. She goes on to say, it was like someone had thrown an uppercut at the exact moment I jumped. It could have knocked me out. I felt like I'd been sucker punched. I looked around and when I looked down, I saw that my right boob had come out.
Her own hoo-hoo
her
had smacked her in the face.
Her own had attacked her in her jaw. Yeah. And now she's like, I got to get these things reduced.
Yeah.
But her fans are in uproar over it. They're like, mate, why are you doing that? Why are we looking at you? And she's like, okay, fine. And she's putting it to a vote now.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that.
No. But we want to know, do you have plastic surgery you regret? She's thinking maybe I should make my boobs a bit smaller and shouldn't have got them so big. Chantel, you actually don't regret it. So I'm glad we're talking to you first. Hi, babe.
Hello, how you doing? And Harley, I'm so sorry about your chickens. It broke my heart. I'm ready to pull over. Sad. Like, no, tell me they just went for a drive somewhere.
That's what we're hoping.
I know, my heart is in my throat. I know.
Yeah. Some of them are like, don't do this to me.
I just don't know why they left so many feathers behind.
Someone just commented on Instagram, they think it's an urban fox.
Yeah, the urban fox is the greatest risk.
She lives near you, and she said her chickens got taken very recently by one.
It's the greatest risk to urban chickens. However, it would be very hard in the daytime, in that hour I was gone, for a fox to climb that fence and get in. So, but anyway.
For those of you just catching up, Harley did give us the devastating news that Jenny and Horace have gone to a better place.
Well, they're gone. I haven't seen
a body,
but there's a lot of feathers.
Okay. So, Chantel, you have had your breasts increased massively, actually. So you went from what?
Yeah. I was barely an A cup, so I was like an and I went up to a large C, small D.
Whoa. And do they
get in the way? Well,
a little bit, but it kind of excites me because I had absolutely nothing to complain about before. But it's literally the reason I got it done is, to me, I did not feel like a woman because sure. I couldn't wear a bikini on the beach. I mean, my husband had bigger boobs than me, and that was depressing.
So you haven't regretted them once? Like, I always worry that if you're so used to having a small chest that you'd have to kind of maneuver your way around. I mean, look, I've thought about it. I've breastfed two children. My boobs are sad, sad sacks of skin. And I look in the mirror in a bathing suit and go, oh, my God. And I'm limited in what I wear. So I've thought about getting my boobs done a lot, but then I worry. Yep. I'm so used to maneuvering around with a small chest that it would feel like it would be like, is it okay?
No, I honestly, it is the best decision I've ever made in my life. And I had a really good chat with the doctor beforehand of what I wanted. And I said straight up, I want it to look natural. Oh, I don't want people to look at me and be like, Jesus Christ, what have you done? And he actually looked at me really confused and like, what, you want them natural? I'm like, yes. I don't want people to double take. I did it for myself, and I had a lot of people say to me, like, oh, don't do it. What do you want them for? And it's because of me.
I have a question for you, Chantal. One is, what age did you get it, and how long do they last? Because
10 years.
I got them done at 26. It was a year before our wedding. Yes. So it was pretty risky, but I knew it would be okay. And the doctor said they should last a lifetime.
A lifetime?
I heard you had to get them serviced after 10 years.
No, I think that's how it was in the 90s because it was very new and the implants were a bit, you know, on the history side. But no, he said, you look after yourself and they should last a lifetime.
Oh, there you
go. And I can breastfeed if I want to. It's
great
completely
investment.
Normal. Yeah.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, Chantel. Alice and DY, you regret your plastic surgery?
Yeah, it might have been Chantel's best decision, but it was my worst decision ever.
Oh, babe, what happened?
I got a nose job and it was just terrible. Like, I had a bruised nose for weeks and I had to go to work like that and I spent so much money. But the worst thing is, it doesn't look any different. It looks exactly the same.
Oh, no. What do you mean? How? Didn't they shave things and break things?
I don't know. They broke it and they shaved things and it was painful. Ow. And I went in for, like, follow-up consults and everything and they said, it's this bit, like, millimetre thinner, but it doesn't look any different. It looks exactly the same.
Alice.
There you go.
I'm so sorry. And do you get your money back? Is that something you can...
No, because they say there is a difference.
I'm so sorry, Alice. Oh, that's crap.
That is crap.
Because nose jobs, they look really... I mean, you know.
Sure.
Don't do it. That's a big decision. No, I'm very uncomfortable now.
A lot of people feel uncomfortable about certain parts of the body and think they can fix it with plastic surgery.
Imagine having all that done and then not looking any different, though. That'd be crap. At least her nose isn't attacking her when she jogs, though.
No. That's a benefit.
That's a bonus.
Sure.
Alice, just remember that you can still jog. So every cloud. Joining us now is, in my opinion, and probably Hallie's, one of the greatest stand-up comics we have in this country. He's been called a comedy mastermind.
Wow.
A shouty Australian who looks like a slightly unhinged neighbour in an Aussie soap wife. His wife has left him. Sam Simmons!
Yay! Wouldn't mind a bit about 50,000, though. What's going on there? You're just giving away 50,000, guys.
You can have it if you want.
Whoa.
Sammy, we're last in the ratings, so we have to buy
50,000.
50,000.
It's a lot, isn't it? Yeah, it's good. That's good stuff.
Now, it's very, very good to see you. And I'm just going to take this opportunity to say thank you because in 2012, when I did my first ever Melbourne International Comedy Festival, I was playing in like a 20-seater and I was having a nervous breakdown and you and I had kind of met each other. And I was going to my first show and I was just wanting to quit everything because I was so nervous. And I ran into you in the foyer of one of the Vic Hotel, I think it was. And I just was, you said, Emmy, are you okay? And I said, no, I don't know what I'm doing. All the other comics are so good and I'm not as good as them and I can't do this. And Sammy, you put both hands on my shoulders and you looked me in the eye and you said, Em, run your own race. And I have stuck by that ever since. And you're the reason I kept going in comedy. So thank you very much for taking that time for me.
I hate to tell you this, but I don't think that was me.
It was definitely you. Shut up. You know it was you.
I was remember that. Go. That doesn't sound like the Simmons.
No, he remember. He knows it was him. Shut up,
no, I do totally remember. It was the Vic Hotel. I do remember that moment. It was a little moment that bonded us. Whereas Harley and I, we've almost come to fisticuffs at times.
Yes, we have. You were on my first ever tour, and you bullied me.
I bullied him too much because of his your gummy. No, what was it? Who are the Fraggle Bears? Who's
the gummy
on your legs?
Bears.
The gummy bears. The Fraggle Bears.
You didn't like it because I was getting a bit Simmons.
No, you were doing really, really well, and I got really jealous. It was just weird male bravado stuff.
And then I cried in a hotel room.
No, you didn't. And then, another comedian told you to chin me. And I didn't know what chin meant. And he said, chin him. And I thought that was a kiss, but it wasn't.
Michael Dwyer told me to do that.
Because, Sam, when they said, do you want to talk to Sam Simmons, I looked at Harley and I said, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, we're fine.
Oh, yeah. We love each other.
We love each other.
We are deep. Me and Harley are deeply connected as well because we started around the same time. So it's just a love-in this morning, isn't it?
No, it really is. And you are the weirdest dude. And for Harley and I to say that, I remember I've played venues with you where I've had to come on after you and there's been spaghetti on the floor, there was cornflakes. You are literally vacuuming up as I was bumping
in.
There was a boat one year that had to be unpacked because you did the show from a boat.
Completely.
Simmons, do you remember being in Alice Springs and on stage and as you were performing one of your plays, Tommy Dasilo and Russell Howard pegged toilet paper out your head?
Yeah, but I didn't realise what was going on until I left the stage. Yeah, but I do remember that. And gee, he went on to a bit of stuff, didn't he? Not Tommy Dasilo.
No. Russell Howard went on to
Didn't he?
Now, Sammy, you are in Sydney for Yak Festival November 9 to 19th. Now, you've got your new show, A to K.
Yeah.
Please tell us what it's about because I'm going to see it. And anyone listening now, you just have to go. I can't explain it. You just have to see Simmons in action. It's the most magical, weird experience.
Yeah.
But what is this one about, please?
Look, because you have to, name your show a good 8 months before you actually do it on stage. So I was like, oh, yeah. And I got a review in Edinburgh that said I was so funny I could read the phone book. So I thought, oh, yeah, I'll do that for an hour. Turns out it's not that good. So it's just I've had to write around it. And it's all about the birth of my baby, actually. So it's all about her. It's a little bit of a feminist anthem.
You are a busy working mum, so
I am at the moment. So it's all about my little girl, my little Luna Jinx.
Oh, you were just talking about Luna Jinx, how she's 7 months and you just love it. Just the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, she loves broccoli. It's just like just shoving different things in her mouth, to taste. That sounded really, really wrong for a little minute there. But just like giving her different things to eat, what else, what more is there in life?
Nothing than shoving just a little in your mouth.
Exactly. And that's it.
Have you given her a lemon yet?
Yeah, and she loves it. She doesn't know it's not bad.
Right.
Yeah. But that's the thing, you're told that these things are bad later on. But to her, it's like, oh, that's delicious.
Oh, yeah, great. Well, Sam Simmons, I just read 40-year-old dickhead sits on stage and reads the phone book
with
a review. That was a review?
Yeah, that was it.
That's amazing.
Seriously, that was a review from the recent running the UK. But it's a great festival. Also, the catering show are going to be there as well live, which is amazing. Great. I don't know whether you guys have watched it, but it is.
Yes.
My God, it's brilliant.
My God. Have you seen the new one? Let's get cracking.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's what they're doing live.
Yeah. It's extraordinary. Extraordinary.
So the Yak Festival, go get it. November 9th to 19th. Tickets at yakfestival.com.
In dirty old Redfern, come on down.
Yes. Please, guys, see Sam Simmons live. You will not regret that. You will thank Harley Knife ever. Sammy, good to see you.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
I love you guys too.
See you, mate.
Bisies.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about AlphaBucks. Download the AlphaBucks app to your smartphone now.
Let's welcome Sophie from Camden. Hello, Sophie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, you have over $12,000 worth of dental bills. What happened? Did you get gold fillings?
No, I wish. No, you don't need much. No, I've got a daughter who's got $8,500 worth of braces, another one with a plate, and the dog just cost me $1,500.
Right. Sophie, you need this.
Just in dental work.
Whoa! The dog had dental work.
Oh, man.
She had eight teeth removed and her teeth cleaned.
Oh,
and
that
it went
seems
from
ridiculous.
$300 to $1,500 in the snap of a finger.
Worth it. Still worth it. I'd rather pay. You almost pay for the dog fine, and then the kids, you're like, oh, bloody hell.
Yeah,
I
know.
I just give the dog jelly.
All right, Sophie, zero down. I'm feeling good.
Your letter, Sophie, today is H or H if you're from my home state in Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
H is the letter. You have 30 seconds after I finish the first question. Got to take your first answer. Can only use an answer once. All right, Sophie, here we go.
Okay.
Name a type of extreme weather.
Hurricane.
A country.
Hungary.
A Simpsons character.
Homer.
An ice cream flavour.
Hokey pokey.
A breed of bird.
Hawk.
A beer brand.
Tarn.
An object you see in the sky.
Helicopter.
Something you wear.
Hat.
A motorcycle brand.
Harley Davidson.
A type of sauce.
Oh!
So close!
They HP sauce!
And you would have got it.
You nearly got $50,000. You were just a bee's dick off.
By the way, for the future, everybody, every time there's H, they have put in motorcycle brand. My name is Harley. It's in the title of the show.
Wow.
But well done, Sophie.
$900.
Thank you so much.
I had a psychic vision of us giving it away.
Could have had Hollandaise, hoisin, horseradish. HP sauce would have got it for you.
I'm seeing colours.
Yeah, I went dizzy.
Whoa.
Yeah, welcome to my world. This is what happens. Let me pass out.
I looked over at you and you were very straight back.
I need danger pay to read those things out.
Oh, God, it's getting closer. I can feel it. We have to give it away before we go on break on Friday. Goodness me, that'll be happening again tomorrow at 7 and 8. We've just been told Samuel Johnson can't get in today because his driver forgot to pick him up.
Oh.
So he's going to come tomorrow.
Great.
He's totally coming.
Something to look forward to.
Yay. So I was asked to contribute to a book, and it was getting a bunch of people to write a letter to themselves 6 weeks after they'd given birth.
Yes.
Or become a parent.
Yep.
So the first time. And I sat down and I wrote it, and I got a bit sad and teary for first-time mum M.
Yes.
Because... And you'll remember when you're a first-time parent. And this is for anyone who's thinking about having kids, who's prego now.
Yep.
I just thought, geez, this is stuff I wish I had have known then. And that's the whole point of this letter, was to reflect. And I just remember being so bewildered and besotted in equal measures.
Yes.
And when you first have a baby, there's so much pressure on you, and you put it on yourself because you just want this precious little thing to be okay, and you realize how dangerous the world is. Like, oh, God. So I thought about the things. And 13, 10, 60, I wonder what would you like to go back and tell yourself, or what wisdom would you like to pass on to someone who has just had a baby or who is going to now that you have years behind you?
Get a cricket cup, because you're going to get kicked in the nuts.
So you're going to go back to Harley forever. And go, just wear a cup.
Wear a cup, mate. Stop trying to think that he's going to grow out of it. 7 years on, he's still going to be doing it.
I think that's true. For me, there was some really strong ones. When I first gave birth to Chella, they took her away from me. Straight away.
Did they?
And I didn't see her for an hour.
That's no good.
And I let my politeness get in the way of what I really wanted.
Yeah.
You know, I let not wanting to upset or do the wrong thing with the doctors get in the way of bonding with my kid. So if I could go back in time, I'd say to Em, you keep
Don't
the child. Don't let them take
child.
The baby away.
Don't let them take it.
So that was a big one. Also, I'd go back and say the first poo that you do,
Ooh.
The pineapple poo.
Yeah.
After you, nobody no. warned you
no.
that you go to the toilet for the first time in about 3 days and you sit down and it is like giving birth to a pineapple out of your bottom. And no books tell you that, Harley.
No
books tell you that.
No one wants to write that down.
Well, they should.
Yeah, they should. Should have a diagram.
There should just be a whole chapter called pineapple poop.
Yes.
And the last one, and I'm not going to take everything because I know a lot of calls are already coming through. I mean, this is important. This is secret parents' business that we want to pass on to everyone.
Yep.
That breastfeeding is not easy. It's not something that you just know how to do instinctually.
Sure. Yep.
You've got to learn, the baby's got to learn to latch. Your nipples are going to get sore and cracked, and you're going to feel bad if it doesn't work straight away because you expect, you know, the birds to be flying around you and the baby just latches on and you just whack your boob out and there's feeding and the baby's not hungry. That's not true.
Yes.
Breastfeeding is hard.
Yeah.
Once you get the hang of it, it's super easy.
For some people, breastfeeding can be very hard. For some people, that's not always the story.
So straight away, some people get it right.
Sure, yeah.
Really?
Everyone's got their own story, yeah. Absolutely.
I didn't know, because I just, because straight away for me, I found it took me probably 3 days to get her to put her mouth on properly. And in my mind, I thought the moment the baby saw your boob, it just connected properly like a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah, and even if
can that
even
happen?
Even if it's an easy latch, right, which in both my experiences, my kids, they've
straight
latched,
away.
Sure.
God, they're lucky.
It's still something that you've got to do in terms, it's labor. It's physical.
Yep.
You're holding that child. The bigger it gets, the harder it is. Then they start chewing even before the teeth and they're ripping at your nipple. Then teeth are coming in.
Get off the teeth. Once my kids had teeth, they would burn it off the boob. and around the boob, I know I harp on about this. This has become my mantra. Take a picture of your nipples because they never go back.
Sure.
Take a picture of your nipples. If they're if you're lucky enough to have tiny little pink nipples, they grow, they spread, and they often don't go back. 131060, let's spread the wisdom and love. What would you go back and tell yourself in the early days of parenthood? Or what do you want? What wisdom do you want to bestow upon someone who's pregnant? Or just little nuggets that aren't in the books, the stuff that you don't read in the books. We'll take your calls next. 131060, what would you like to go back and tell yourself when you first became a parent? So now you know a bit more and you'd like to go and give some wisdom to yourself when you were pretty stressed out. But this is also a way, we're also being a conduit to people who are pregnant now, or thinking about getting pregnant. There's just so much stuff they don't put in the books.
Yeah.
They really don't. There's another thing, burn the books.
Burn the books.
Burn the
books. Don't worry about it.
The books are written purely to make you feel like a bad parent before you've even spawned.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was one good book.
Yeah.
Up the Duff, Kaz Cook.
Sure.
I got that, saved my pregnancy.
She's been on the show, friend of the show.
She's a great
person. And look, to anybody who's written a book, good on you. But the truth of the matter is that whoever's pregnant out there, you're biologically geared to do it.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. And no one's had your kids, so there's no book written about it.
And if you're not fine, that's okay too. You know, don't.
It'll be fine.
Expectations are a pregnant woman's worst enemy.
Yeah.
So we're talking about this because I was asked to contribute to a book and I had to sit down and write myself a letter. And it brought up a lot of stuff for me. And I thought, hey, let's share the wisdom and love.
Yes.
Shondell in St. Mary's, hello.
Hello, lovelies. How are you this morning?
Good.
Very good, thank
what you. Wisdom do you want to bestow upon the pregos and former pregos?
All right. So there's a couple.
Yeah.
Babies are not as fragile as you think.
No.
They're pretty sturdy little humans.
Yeah.
You bake them for 9 months. They're pretty sturdy and they're not as fragile as you think they are.
Yes.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Toddlers
they don't starve. Okay. I read this awesome book and they don't starve. It takes 11 days for a child to starve. And I tell my kids all the time, you ate this morning, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You're not going to die.
Okay. Good.
I like that stuff.
Yeah. I like that. So your lunch is coming.
I don't even have to say it anymore. My kids are much older though.
I love that.
My kids are like 19 and 17 and they survived. So
they
obviously
survived.
It's okay.
Yeah. That's good. Thanks. Thank you, Shondell. That's good. That's another thing. Don't sterilize everything.
No.
Like the first kid, you're making people sterilize their hands. The second kid, you're taking the dummy out of the dog's mouth and putting it in theirs, and they're fine.
Yeah, right.
Jen, hey, Jen.
Good morning, Em and Harley. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
What's your wisdom?
It's not about you anymore.
Yes.
I have two kids under two, and I tell myself and my partner every day, it's not about us anymore, it's about them.
Wow. But
they are resilient, and if you need to ask for help, and it's at your fingertips, ask.
Yes.
See, Jen, you got to make it about you again, though, because you're a better mum when you make it about you first. So I encourage you to take back the power from those little, two under two. Are they boys or girls or one of each?
I had one of each a year apart.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what everyone said. They laughed.
Good luck, baby. Good luck, mate.
Thanks, Em.
You've only got 10 more years. You'll be great. You'll be aces. Katie and Manly, what's your wisdom?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, mate. Good.
What do you reckon?
I reckon that you should rest more. I think there's a really massive misconception out there that you have a baby, you jump out of hospital, you get in your gym gear, you go pounding the pavement, you visit a million relatives, and I think you need to sit in your pajamas. If there's any new mums out there who are about to have a baby, sit in your pajamas, let the baby rest on your chest, get someone to make you a million cups of tea. Don't leave the house for a week in the beginning. Let your body recover. Just rest because you're tired and you're adjusting to sleep deprivation.
and you really need that time to bond with your baby and let people come to you. And don't have 1,000 people in the house all the time either. I think you need just time on your own to get your head around being a new parent.
Oh, good advice.
Katie. Like, honestly, sleep is very undervalued in being a problem solver for a whole lot of things. If you're tired, you're exhausted, if you've got depression, if you've just had a baby, sometimes you can have all of those things in conjunction. Rest. Yes. It sounds really simple. Water and rest will fix a lot of things.
You, Dr. Harley?
I am a doctor.
You are a doctor. Yeah. Christy in Penrith, hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
What's your wisdom?
Trust yourself. Yes. You know your baby. You know how you feel. Right. If it's working for you, just go with it. Don't listen to what she said, he said, and every other piece of advice that they want to give you, just go with you.
I love that. Trust your gut.
Yes.
That's another thing.
Exactly. Your gut.
You are doing what you were biologically programmed to do.
Yeah.
And when you get in trouble is when you listen to other people and compare yourself to other people. Go into the side of you. Go into your tummy. Ask your tummy the question. Trust your gut. That's very good wisdom. Thank you, everyone, for contributing. I love that. And we'll see you after this.
Bye-bye. I had a house inspection yesterday. It's only my second in my adult life house inspections. And I think I mentioned yesterday it's because the houses that I've lived in my life have mostly been of such decay that the owners don't give a shit about what happens to them.
Has it burned down? Nah, great.
Yeah. So they turn up and they go, my God, there's still a roof here. That's amazing.
But you're in a nice place now because you're a breakfast announcer. You can afford it.
And so they come around. I've been in there for 3 months and they do the first 3 month inspection.
Do you do a mad crazy underclean?
No.
You don't? When I used to have home inspections, I would have a week run-up. I'd bake bread, I'd have flowers.
I can have my house looking pretty spick and span in a half an hour lead time.
Okay. Always. You've seen my house. It's like a set.
Yeah, our house is pretty clean.
My house is just, I got a lot of things to put in place.
Yeah, and what we try and do is just have everything in its place when it's
there. But I feel like you have less stuff than me.
We're pretty minimal.
Yeah. I'm maximal. Is that a word? Yeah,
maximal. Yes.
You're a minimalist. I'm maximalist.
You're a Roman gladiator.
Yeah.
So this woman arrives at my house. She's a perfect stranger. I've never met her before.
Oh, so you're up straight away. I'm like that.
Straight away.
You
don't even like
people you know popping in.
Nope, I don't. You make an appointment.
Oh, God.
And this lady did have an appointment. I still didn't like her being there. And I was like, hi, how are you? Welcome to my house. My house. She's like walking through and she's like, okay, I'm just going to take some photos and make some notes.
What
and I'm
now?
Like, okay. And I just, this is how abruptly I said it to her. I'm like, yeah, if you take any photos of personal stuff, I want it left out. Which is everything in my house, personal stuff.
What do you mean?
I meant photos of me.
Yeah.
In the photos.
Photo approval.
Yeah. Anyway. And not photos of...
Just you on the couch with your hand down your
head. I meant photos of me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's kids, my kids are there. Anyway, whatever, she was fine. She's walking through the house, and then I just had to point out a few things, like the fact that because it's a 100-year-old house, the posts have just rotted out. Because what they did back 100 years ago, they didn't have building regs.
No.
You just do whatever you want.
Of course.
So what they did is, rather than put a post in a hole and surrounded by concrete, they just put a post on the dirt and hope for the best.
Makes sense.
So what happens over time
there was a lot of hoping for the best 100 years ago.
Yes. So that post just doesn't exist anymore. And the dining room is a literal trampoline. Like it's doing.
It's on a nice slope.
And I said, I thought I'd put this out, but I don't want anything done about it because I'm not moving out and I don't want any construction happening. She's like, okay, well, thanks for talking. And then we walked into the kitchen. I said, I'd like to point this out. I built these benches.
Oh, so I was just going to ask, did you mention your
I showed her all the
your upgrades?
Oh, yeah, I showed her all those. I said, I would like to point out these benches. Please take a photo of those and show the owners because I'm very proud of them. And she's like, they're very good. I'm like, I know they are. I've made the kitchen better. And then as we walked out the back door, which I just haven't got around to doing it, when you open it, it hits the floor a bit. It just needs to be taken off and trimmed, which is exactly what I said to her. I said, listen, tell the owner, and I can wait for the approval if you want, but honestly, it's a very simple job.
As if you're waiting for approval.
I'm doing it this afternoon. And I said, I'll take the doors off, the door off and trim a little bit off and it'll open fine. And she goes, oh, okay, that sounds fine. She goes, wow, you're a real jack of all trades, aren't you? And I agreed with her. I was like, yeah. And then I went, that's literally the same trade. That the building of the cabinet in the kitchen and the trimming of the door is exactly the same trade. I'm not a jack of all trades. I'm just a jack of trade.
You're a jack of carpentry.
You're,
Maybe she knew you were TV and radio's Hallie Breen, though.
Yeah, maybe that's right.
I think she knew.
Yeah, she was like, can you change electricity? Definitely not going near Sparky stuff. Those guys are unhinged.
You might get a job with a real estate agent. They're always looking for people to go around and fix stuff.
Yeah, I can do that.
Oh, no,
I'm not being a turd herder, and I'm not being a Sparky.
Stop calling plumbers turd herders.
You're the one that said it. Oh. Some people may not have known what I was talking about. Hey, plumbers, you're turd herders.
No, they're not. You're not.
Herders.
No.
Also, concreters, if you're listening, you're the rudest guys on the website.
Oh, my God.
I worked with a concreter once. Anyway, I'm not going to tell that story.
What happened? Go. The Emma Sion.